Do you have to go to your narcissistic parents' funeral after they pass away if you're no contact? Short answer, no. In the first video this comment is from, I talked more about if you did end up going, things that you can expect, how to protect yourself. This video is, I'm not going, and that's okay. Because a funeral is meant to honor and celebrate someone's life and the positive impacts they had on the people around them. But if that person caused you years or decades of harm, abuse, trauma, you don't need to celebrate that and betray yourself sitting in a room and pretending otherwise. Now, some emotions could naturally come up, guilt or even obligation. This is normal. You might worry about what will people think. Families love to push that blood is thicker than water narrative. But let me say this clearly, harm is harm and blood does not erase abuse. And here's a perspective shift. If the same level of harm had been done to you by a partner, a boss, a stranger, would anyone reasonably or should you reasonably expect yourself to show up and honor them? No, and in fact, people would be pretty shocked if you did. So why is it so different just because they share your DNA? It's not. But you can still rely on the peanut gallery to say, well, your trauma wasn't really that bad. I mean, it is your father. Don't you think you'll regret it? And here's the thing about people that try to say, oh, it wasn't that bad. My trauma was worse. Trauma is trauma. Whether you drowned in 4 feet or 8 feet of water, it's irrelevant. You both drowned. The nervous system doesn't measure severity in comparison charts. It measures survival. So for some of you, not going is the obvious choice, full stop. In fact, 90% of you in the original video this comment is from said just that. But for some of us, it's just not that simple. It's more complicated. In that case, the first video, you'll probably find more helpful. But both are okay. You may experience sadness, guilt, anger, grief, even relief, or nothing at all. All are valid responses. But bottom line, if going to the funeral could potentially re-traumatize you or make you feel like you're betraying yourself, you have the right to stay home. You don't owe any abuser the honor of your presence at their memorial, parent or not, period. But it's a very personal decision and only you can decide what you need for your healing.